From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, that's why I get frustrated and overheat and start gibbering. I've covered about 2-3 stacks out of about 15. We got guests coming up. I'm going to get to all the calls that are on the board one way or another. Let's go to Matt in California, then Wiley, Carol, Dan, Amanda, Zach, Eric, Mike, Stephen, Edward. We'll get to at least those calls today, or I'll punch myself in the nose. Matt in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, dude, I'm so pumped to finally talk to you, man. It's amazing, your work. I love you, man. I'm a first-time caller. I'm down here in San Diego, right here in the front lines of tyranny, you know, just like the rest of America. But I have a few topics to bring up, if that's okay.
Hit me hard, brother. We don't screen your calls.
All right, man. Awesome. Well, I want to ask you about the Blueprint of Mad Men, because I know the intro is funny and it's hilarious, and it makes sense to everybody that understands what's happening in America. And I honestly do believe it's hilarious. But the people that don't know what's happening...
I'm working for Janet.
Say again?
Do it for Janet.
Well, I was just going to say that, like the people that don't understand, I feel like they just kind of like turn it off within the 5, because, you know, it's a 5-minute intro. And
now, listen, brother, I hear you. I mean, I did that as just a one-off thing for PrisonPlanet.tv members and to show at a few events on the road. And it is what it is. I'm certainly not perfect. So tell you what, make a film, brother.
It's amazing. You hit with the information so hard. It's so clear. It's perfect. But I just feel like we need to get it trending, something kind of like the Coney video. We could get people talking about it on Facebook.
No, I hear you. Listen. The intro in that film we just did in a few weeks quickly. I've attended a big high-production deal on the Total Eugenics Master Plan. I'm just so busy launching nightly news shows, doing interviews, everything else. What's your other point?
Well, I just wanted to say I was at Ron Paul at UCSD just yesterday, and that was amazing. Probably like 6,500 people turn out. It was good to see all those people.
Did you see the photos of Obama launching his campaign, and there wasn't even a few thousand there?
looking exactly like Romney's campaign out there in Detroit, where he's got, you know, a couple hundred people.
They got the electronic voting machines.
Oh, it's ridiculous. But I just want to say that I'm out here trying to support, man. I'm posting flyers around the school about 9/11 tonight. I'm going to hang up a bunch more. I'm going to hang up the InfoWar sign right by the freeway. I'm down here at San Diego State, so I'm hitting the college crowd. And, you know,
Matt, you are awesome. Do you have a Facebook or Twitter or something?
I do have Facebook. I don't know. Should I say it on
air? Yeah, give it out if you want help. Yeah.
Okay, my name is Matt, and last name Emmershy, Emershy. I need people. I need info warriors down here to help me. We need to wake these people up, because down here it's tough. You know, these college.
Good job. Keep it up. We're going to put another film out with all that info without the joke intro. But I did that to get to people to show the ridiculousness of all this Homeland Security paranoia. Wiley in Nevada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex. I have a quick question. Lately, with all the speculation of Obama's fake birth certificate and fake Social Security number and whatnot, why hasn't Congressman Ron Paul addressed this issue?
Because I don't think he knows it's a tar baby. You can't prove one way or the other. I mean, we know Obama's covering up. We know he's been caught lying. We know he's got all these other fake names, Barry Sitaro, dead people, Social Security numbers. We know he's not who he says he is. He's a cutout. He's been sheep-dipped. He's a black operator, you know, a secret operator. He's whole family CIA. We know that, but Ron Paul realizes politically that he can't 100% prove it. He can prove the Federal Reserve's private and destroying this economy.
Right. Like I said, I would like to say that I work in the service industry, and the numbers on the on TV is definitely false. Roughly, I speak to about 10,000 people a week off and on, and there's literally 3/4 of America that is rooting for Ron Paul right now.
No, I know. The system is totally panicking. As I told you 3-4 months ago, he won Iowa, he won Maine, he won Nevada. It was proven. And now the news goes he did win, doesn't matter. They stole the things up front so it would look like he wasn't the front runner, so folks would get scared of Obama and go with Romney. But you're right. It's a hoax, and we're calling their hoax. Obama can't even get 2,000 people out. I could go to UT and probably have 10,000. I've had 2,000 before without even promoting it. We'll be right back. It's a paper tiger. It's a hoax. sick of the globalist eugenics.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, there's 10 FEMA regions over the United States, and they have re-education centers. They admit to re-educate you and your family, to take your children away from you and torture you. And they talk about how to duct tape you, how to break you up from your family in the Army field document. And now the document's been admitted to be real, so people are now defending it. Hey, have the president secretly arrest us. Have the CIA operate domestically. Oh, it's not for Al-Qaeda, it's for the American people. We're the enemy of the bankers that took over. Oh, we'll see how that flies. Welcome to hour number two. We have in-studio guests coming up. Let's continue with your calls. Carol is calling in from FEMA Region 5. Which former state do you live in? Under the new foreign banker occupation, which FEMA center under the 10 governors do you live under, Carol?
Hi, Alex. It's good to finally talk to you. Can you hear me?
Yes. What state are you in?
Minnesota.
Okay. Welcome from FEMA Region 5. What's on your mind?
Thank you. I have a quick question and comment, and then I want to report on something that happened to us recently. My question is, my son and I are planning a trip to Chantilly to join you for the Bilderberg protest. What date are you planning to be there?
Okay, we're 99% sure that from the last day of this month to the 3rd, they're at the Chantilly, Virginia Marriott. The global elite, the media said didn't exist, and we were insane. Now the Washington Post admits, yeah, they do actually basically pick who the two presidential candidates are. They decide who the media gets behind, and they run things. Washington Post 2 weeks ago just bragged, your slaves shut up and enjoy it. So I plan to be there by the last day of May through the 3rd, and I will be there outside bullhorning them and taking photos of the non-existent group the entire time, and I am calling for thousands to be there. We're 99% sure. In fact, I meant tomorrow to start beating the drum to tell everybody to be there. So everybody from all over the country needs to be there.
My comment is, I'm a frustrated info warrior. I keep trying to warn people and help them to wake up by sending emails and using Facebook. But nobody seems to care or is listening. My son's got about 20 of your bumper stickers on his van. And now I had some business cards printed up with your info on. So we're going to keep trying to help people wake up. But
well, you know, Carol, I either get people calling in saying everybody they know is waking up and we hear those calls, or they're not having a big effect. A lot of times if you kind of do it from a position of, oh, it's not doing too well, people... most of the public is on fluoride, brain damage, and you're not going to help them. They don't count. It's always a minority, just like our founding fathers, who are going to be able to take it back. So keep doing what you're doing. We're going to launch the social network in the next few weeks, meet like-minded people in Minnesota there, and work together on that front. God bless you. Keep it up. Okay, let's go to Dan in Hawaii. Dan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Aloha, Alex from Hawaii. I have a story. I broke a couple about a month and a half back, but the mayor actually suspended the police chief of the island and his two deputy assistants against the votes of the police commission. The police commission voted to reinstate him after the mayor took it, you know, on his authority to suspend the three top cops for the island, and only after the police commission voted to reinstate them and public outcry was the police chief and the two assistants reinstated.
Okay, do you think that was good or bad?
I'm sorry?
Most people don't know about what's happening in Hawaii. Is that good or bad?
It's good because it kind of woke some people up going, hey, you know, we see bad things happening on the mainland. It really kind of shook me up going, hey, you know, I'm on the smallest island. I'm on Kauai. And people were going, hey, this isn't right. The mayor doesn't have the authority to do this. And the mayor actually suspended the police chief and then jetted off to the Oscars or the Emmy because one of the movies was shot on our island. So he
Yeah, well, there's, you know, there's other stuff going on as well. There's things like, you know, cases where, take Quartzsite, Arizona, where the police suspend the mayor and the city council. So I know that's wrong. Okay, but I do appreciate your call. You know, I'm worried about a lot of these commissions actually trumping elected representatives. But I can't comment on that story because I'm not up on it. Most talk show hosts will just act like they know what they're talking about. If I haven't researched something, I'm not going to comment on it. But thank you, Dan. Amanda in Kansas City, you're on the air.
Dude, Alex, happy Sunday, man. Nice to be on the phone with you.
God bless you. Welcome.
I just wanted to call and encourage this, man. We are out here in the Midwest. We are fighting and people are waking up. Not only are we pushing to get Ron Paul, but we are starting by taking back our communities. Other than that, I wanted to bring up a topic to you. There is a war being waged for our youth, and it is literally a mindlessness, a lifestyle of recklessness. I work in retail, and there's one of these stores in every mall all across America, even to Alaska and Hawaii. Literally, Alex, there is merchandise being sold that says, in big, bold black letters, this brand is a cult. You've got Medusa heads on T-shirts that says the ruling elite underneath. You've got Freemason imagery everywhere.
No, I know. I see it. Again, every culture right before it collapses, the children get into death and destruction and into nihilism. And, you know, they're not worried that reactors are melting down in Japan and radiating us. The government says, you know, even though different isotopes in some cases are thousands of times what they should be, they just say nutritious. And so it's a general decadence and what societies do right before they collapse. And it's very, very sickening. A lot of youth are actually waking up. If you explain to them that there is value in life, there is a quest for liberty, you know, there are greater ideas to be involved in something epic, and that life is magic, and that the stars are all around us, and that beautiful moon last night, and that there's love and honor, and going and volunteering at a nursing home to go visit and just read and hold an old person's hand. That is what children and young people, you're not going to find fulfillment in death and destruction and drugs and Satanism. You're going to find it in standing up for goodness, and you're going to find it in being persecuted for good. That will open the universe up to you. If you want to be shunted and stunted, then give in to the dark side. The dark side is a joke compared to the good.
That's the truth. But also, one other thing I wanted to bring up. All across America, all we need to do is go and Google, look up on the internet, old not being used military bases. There's one in every city, and that is what it's stated. There's information on Richard Skibauer Air Force Base down in Grandview, just south of Kansas City, how it's being reactivated. Army PSYOPs battalions have been stationed there and absolutely confirming what this document that's just leaked, that it is ready for the American people, and they are activating these sites.
They have the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. They have the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. I've been to countless urban warfare drills where they train to take our guns and break our families up, and I gave you the Clergy Response Team documents 3 years before they were declassified. Now they have newscasts with preachers going, during martial law, we tell you, turn your guns in and go to the camp. It's of the Lord. I mean, preachers listening right now have been given the training. They know it's real. It's total fascism. I appreciate your call. Let me tell you, most of these preachers will tell you to march into these death camps. They'll be there going, of the Lord, communism, blow their heads off. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. These are demons. The general public has been turned into goblin creatures. Look at them. Slovenly, cowardly, gibbering idiots. But those of us that are awake aren't going along with it. Zach in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead. We got a minute and a half before we got a break.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jones. I'm ready, baby. And what I have to say is everybody keeps on calling it fired up. And all I want to say is we're weathering the storm. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel, sir. And what I want to know is there's only so much that we can do on the home front here in Nashville, here across the Mid-South. I want to know who exactly do I need to get in contact with to put myself in a position where I can actually be heard for what I have to say, just like you, sir. Tell me how you started out. I already know all the long
stories. Well, here's the thing. It takes time to grow to the next level. We're trying after years to launch a social network that won't crash when it gets hundreds of thousands of members like has happened in the past. We're going to do a lot of other things to try to get people organized together. But basically, do a local access show. Start a local once-a-week newspaper just in your area. You know, call into talk radio. Start an organization. Go to city council and speak. Just, you don't have to overturn the whole system yourself. Start small, and then big things will happen.
Be faithful in the small things, be faithful in the big things. I appreciate everything you're doing, sir. I just know that I can do this, and I want it to be put in positions where I can. And I know if I have a mentor like you or someone else in my personal life that I can mentor 24-7.
Sure. Expose the election fraud. They now admit Ron Paul won all those first states, but they told the lemmings he didn't, so they would think he couldn't win. As they kept telling you, he couldn't win. We had a guy calling earlier. He's going to do an InfoWars.com banner hang later. InfoWars.com is the front line. So that's a great meeting point. Just wait till later this week when I launch this new offensive. We'll be back with our guest. More your calls coming up. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Segments. We're going to be talking to our guests, and I'll ride shotgun with us. The final segment is talk to Zach, Eric, Mike, Steve, Edward, and others. We're here on this Sunday. And that's why I work so hard, because this country is in a stranglehold. The globalists have taken over. But it's fraudulent what they've done. So if we can call them out, we can reverse it. That's why they call real Americans extremist. That's why they demonize us. But look at what extremists said would happen 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 10 years ago. It's all happening. Oh, they weren't extremists. They were informed, good people that were involved and didn't care about the NFL and Dancing with the Stars and, you know, going and hiring hookers all day. They were people that didn't want to be slaves. Because being a man isn't about acting tough all day. It's about being involved. Now, Holland van den Nieuwenhoff, the writer and one of the producers on A Noble Lie, the only modern, well-produced documentary proving Oklahoma City 17 years ago was an inside government op, he is here in studio with us, along with Chris Emery, co-producer and narrator of A Noble Lie, that I should add is available at Infowars.com. But the point is, anybody questions inside job government bombings? This is the same attorney general, he was deputy attorney general then, who got caught shipping hand grenades and guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. I want to get into this in the brief time we have with you guys, but first off, what do you make being a Marine? What do you make of all of this openly admitting re-education camps for those of us that don't love the government? I guess we're supposed to just get on the Army trucks and give them our kids and go on down there. But I guess the American people are buying 5 million guns a month. I don't think they're going to get on the trucks.
I don't think so at all, and it's amazing that that documentation has come out, because we all knew it was true and we all knew it was out there, but to see it actually on paper, that they're actually planning this, and the only question I really have is, do you really expect to be able to pull this off as smoothly as you're putting it down on paper? Because I don't think the people are going to walk into those camps of their own free will.
All the Marines, you know, what would they do?
Well, it's probably half and half, to be true. I mean, half the military will pretty much do anything they're told. But another half, they're capable of introspective thought and capable of really looking at what their oath meant. And I think that at the very least they would be reluctant, and a very large amount would outright refuse to carry out these orders. I knew Marines who I had told when I was in, I said, if we ever get these orders, I'm refusing them, and I'm just letting you that know that right now. And they were
fine. Because there's been constant training for it. I mean, I've been to the drills. What do you make of this?
I think it's straight out of the pages of Nazi Party and Stalin, and it's unacceptable. I will fight to defend my home and my family at the doorstep if it comes to that. I'm not going to give up.
Well, the thing is, if I was single, I could say, well, politically things change. I might survive the camp. But with kids, it's just like, you know what? I can't give them over to the pedophile government. It's just, that's it. Okay, fine. And can you imagine? But then they said they're going to bring in foreign troops after that. They plan on the military and police being destroyed by us. They plan on having us have a civil war. Comments on that?
Well, I think that's basically what's going to happen, because they're going to, in the first opening days of whatever horrific event is going to allow them to start hauling people off to camps, a lot of cops and officers are just going to follow orders. But if they destroy themselves trying to throw American citizens into camps, and I don't think they're going to be able to do it, they're going to have to bring in.
Can you imagine what's going to happen to them?
Admiral Yamamoto, supreme leader of the Japanese Imperial Navy, says that there was no way that he would come in and take over the U.S., because there's going to be a gun behind every blade of grass. I don't think these people understand the...
This isn't 95 when they bombed it and acted like saviors. Exactly. People know about the White House memo saying they should bomb again. Mm-hmm.
Well, we see after Katrina, just a couple days after that, that a third of the police force refused to show up to work. They're either going home to protect their families or they had trouble with the orders they had been given. So they do know that they're going to have to bring in these outside disconnected units to do this. Like they brought in a unit, a National Guard unit from Arkansas to patrol the streets in Louisiana, brought in people from out of town. Well, you take that to a level farther, bring someone from out of the country who has absolutely no loyalty to the rule of law of this country or to the people of this country. And I think,
and by the way, that's in NLE 09. This is Congress 2 years ago. It's like, we want to know about plans to use foreign troops in America. And the foreign banks that run the Pentagon said, literally, go jump in the lake. What do you guys make of in Congress being told you have no authority over war now? I mean, just it's amazing how everything we warned of is now coming true.
Well, you see like the decline of the empire being laid out in the headlines, just the mainstream media is not acknowledging this. This was going on with the decline of the Roman Empire. You see these things like, I read this before, how the executive branch just becomes totally unaccountable and the legislative branch just becomes a rubber stamp on anything you say. This is America. It's not supposed to happen here, but it is happening here right in front of our eyes.
Our legislature voted unanimously to not let TSA grow up their children, as was happened to all the House members' kids. I've interviewed them. And the Fed said, we'll have a military blockade.
I think that's a hollow threat, and I think we should call them on their bluff. We have every right to. This is our country, darn it. We've got to stand up for what we have. We're going to lose everything.
We are losing it right now. What do you make of the millions of guns being sold a month and people saying it's for the government?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. That's there's probably more guns in the hands of Americans right now than maybe since the days of the last frontier. But that means that people are becoming afraid of what their government is planning and also of what they fear where this economy is going. There's probably a lot of different reasons, but the fact that these weapons are in the hands of Americans means that the government's going to be more reluctant to try to take our rights.
Sure, in surveys, though, they say it's because they don't trust the government and collapse. Guys, Hoppy Heidelberg, tell folks who he was. He just passed. You guys were already going to be in town, but it's fortuitous you're here to eulogize him.
Hoppy Heidelberg was the grand juror on the jury that indicted Tim McVeigh and others unknown for the bombing, and he did pass Monday. But we have recorded for posterity his stand against the lies they were trying to propagate. He actually stood up in the grand jury room and reported on corruption in the grand jury room. And because of that, we know so much more. So, Hoppy, it was a good ceremony. We went to it, but he has been memorialized, at least in the pages of a Noble Life.
But he exposed the government-sponsored terror. The FBI came to his house and threatened him with guns to shut up.
That's right.
And we've interviewed the police officers like Mr. Browning, who the FBI came to his office and said, we'll kill you and your wife.
Interesting note, after the funeral, Holland and I were approached by a firefighter, current firefighter, Oklahoma City Police or Oklahoma City Fire Department. He is a new Hoppy very well. He was surprised to see him in the video. They are showing our video at all the firehouses in Oklahoma City right now.
I stopped to give money to the booth for the kids with muscular dystrophy, and the firefighter was a listener, and the next one, and the guy 20 feet down went, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. I mean, yeah, they're awake.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. There's more of them out there than you think. I get reminded of that all the time, how many people who actually work in law enforcement or in public service are awake.
Has this been a devastating blow against the globalists exposing their attack in 95?
It has, because the evidence in there is unimpeachable. I would love for someone to give a qualified criticism of the evidence we present, but no one's going to come out there and try to attack anything that we...
And that's a Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995. What do you make of all those White House advisors, even in the Financial Times of London and Reuters, saying Oklahoma City helped us, we want another one? Like we're dumb and don't hear them publicly saying they're going to do it again.
Well, it tells you how they regard us. I mean, even if they have crocodile tears when these events happen, they certainly don't hesitate to take advantage of whatever agenda they can get across when these things happen. So that's one reason we called it a noble lie. These national myths that are used to propagate these deeper agendas. That's one reason that James Lane, our director, selected that title.
What do you make now? Because I'm sure you see in the news, they go, the war on terror against Al-Qaeda is over. But now it's bigger than ever. The TSA is coming to your town.
Actually, I think it's kind of a scary time right now because it's very close to 1995. In the mid 1990s, we didn't have a clear, distinct external enemy. We had won in the Gulf War. The Soviet Union was gone. Now we're kind of pulling back from the overseas.
They're getting stay there. We're on a break. They're getting ready to rebrand the domestic terrorist. And they've said the domestics are about to hit. Forget Al Qaeda. We let them have Libya. They're the good guys. The guy with the John Deere head, he's the enemy. Both of you stay there. We're going to look at the coming stage terror attack by the foreign enemies.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Bombs in it, General Benton K. Parton, eyewitnesses, the feds planting the bombs in the buildings, like Jane Graham. She did her last interview ever a few weeks ago on my nightly news show. It's such an important document because I'm telling you, you were just getting to that, Holland. You guys were just starting to talk about that, Chris, that you can see them branding. I've been saying this for years, but now it's like, forget Al-Qaeda. It's the evil people that don't want world government. They're the terrorists. All this is for them. It's not for It's not for Habib, you know, Hassan, who openly works for the CIA. It's for us now. Continue breaking that down.
Yeah, so I find that very troubling, is that some people could interpret it as good news that perhaps we are kind of pulling back from some of the wars that we're pursuing overseas. But I don't see that as a positive trend, simply for the fact that if people don't have not been focusing on the scary external enemy, Osama bin Laden is, of course, now dead, finally, officially, and they're kind of winding down the wars, although they're not pulling out, but they're winding them down. That means people are going to have more attention to spend on our problems here in this country with this election going on.
It's time to learn that the American people are the terrorists, which it was always set up for.
Exactly, exactly.
War on terror is over, but the TSA is coming to your town.
Exactly. And the TSA is pushing back on all criticism. There's no way they're going to go easy on that. So I really think that they're going to have some kind of domestic incident to rebrand our neighbors, our fellow Americans, as possible
threat. Well, that's what's already in the manuals. They're just starting the rollout, as I keep warning people. Chris, your take on this.
Well, just a classic example. The morning of the anniversary, TSA Homeland Security was down there. I mean, incredible overreach of a presence.
In Oklahoma City. Yeah. Total 10th Amendment violation. Listen, there started the crotch groping in Texas on the street. It's the new American handshake. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It was amazing. These guys were telling me what was going on. I happened to be out of town and was screening the movie, and I couldn't believe what they were telling me over the phone. How many of the armored vehicles were there, the big semis with the radio uplinks and everything. I mean, what are your comments?
We've been at the memorial on the anniversary for a number of years past now, and there's never been a Homeland Security presence. First of all, it's not needed. Half the people down there are cops. I mean, even the back...
Well, I mean, the feds are the ones that did it, so they're just visiting the scene of the crime they did.
So it's not necessary for them to be there, and it's certainly not necessary to have a 300,000 mobile command post set up and a platoon of Homeland Security members in SWAT team uniform at parade rest in front of the gates of Time Memorial.
No, it's just training you that you're in North Korea.
Exactly. There's no utilitarian purpose for them to be there, but they were there, and it was so ironic that they have the stormtroopers in black in front of the Oklahoma City Bombing Memorial, and we see what the fruit of that was. This is what we have right in front of us. These guys in uniform on the streets of America in black uniform, you know, basically.
Listen, there's Homeland Security trucks driving around everywhere. They're buying these giant armored ones, and they're saying it's for us. Armored pillboxes, 450 million hollow point bullets for us.
Yeah, the Bearcat armored vehicles are buying up by the thousands. I mean, they're preparing for war or some kind of huge.
No, because they're run by foreign banks. They know they've robbed America.
This is like watching a newsreel from the 1940s, early 1940s, before World War II was over. It is really, we've got to do something about this. People need to understand this is not right. We have every right to defend.
Well, the average person listening, you know, new listeners, like, oh, I know these guys are right, but I'll just go along and I'll be okay. That's why we got here, and that's why you have no future. Just remember, you helped kill this country. And didn't just turn it over to Boss Hogg. These are nasty globalists with re-education camps for you and your family.
Yeah, this isn't just street-level corruption that's been plaguing us throughout history. This is an agenda at work.
Organized evil.
Yes, to rob this country dry, to bleed us dry, and to destroy us to serve a geopolitical agenda. That's what's at work now.
It's world governments being openly announced.
And the only way they're going to be able to do that is by totally destroying this country, because here in America, we still value our rights and our...
Yeah, you can't have America with the freedoms and America still be the center of the empire.
So
they've got to kill that contradiction.
Exactly. So they're going to have to destroy our economy. They're going to have to destroy any semblance we have, any loyalty we may have towards the Constitution. That's got to happen. One of the biggest, you know, obstacles they have in their path is the Bill of Rights. It's been for hundreds of years.
Did you see how the Chinese Communist government used the NDAA and passed their own version and used America as the reason? Well, we're allowed to secretly arrest now and kill people because America does it. America has no moral authority now because criminal banks run us. Corzine, Obama's advisor, steals billions, gets caught lying, doesn't get in trouble with MF Global. I mean, folks, this is only the beginning of how they're going to rape us financially.
I think it's almost comical how things are going now. I mean, NDAA, that's ridiculous. He signed it on New Year's Eve. Why would you do that if there's...
Said he wouldn't sign it. Of course he did. Turned out he demanded it. I've got a CNET article where the FBI admits, yeah, we're watching without warrants, and we got back doors and everything. I mean, it's just totally illegal.
Well, when they actually teach FBI in PowerPoint presentations that they're above the law. I mean, we all know what goes on behind closed doors when they're telling their buddies how things are really run. But when they're actually teaching it in class, in a PowerPoint presentation that sometimes we can break and are above the law, there's no...
Hey, federal court. Circuit court grants immunity to torture memo author John Yoo. They admit it's illegal, but you've got immunity to order people to rape children. I mean, that's what they did at these bases.
Yes, and that's something they won't let out either.
And now, if you're not for raping children in front of their parents, you're not a good American. That's the patriotism now.
It's completely upside down.
What's your take on that, Chris?
I think we need to take our communities back, and then you get your counties and your states. And once the states get the strength, and the federal government or proposed whoever the criminal cabal is going to realize they're going to have their hands full. This is not going to work. Not here in the United States. It may work in... You know, third world countries or overseas, but we have to have a sense of pride. We've got to step up to the plate and do what's right.
By the way, what was happening in Oklahoma? Same thing with the Gen 21 being thrown out, states' rights movement. We were in the exact same climate, but this time we've got 10 times the power. That's the globalists. I hope they miscalculate. Explain where we were in 95 versus now. That goes back to what you were just saying, Chris, and what Holland was saying.
In early 1995, late in 1994, the Oklahoma State Legislature passed a resolution against the New World Order. There was a gradual waking up in the 1990s across the country that has been reflected in some of the political processes at work, especially in Oklahoma.
And they had 15 other states about to pass it as well, and the feds bombed it and blamed it on talk radio and anti-UN people. Chris? We're right there. They're getting ready to do it again.
And, of course, as Craig Roberts said in the movie, the last people that would blow up the building would be the militia. Those are the folks that are actually guarding the people's rights. They have no reason to kill children and innocent people. And as we found out through all the evidence and all of the documents, the Justice Department's own documents, it was an inside rogue element of the United States government that planned this and carried it off.
Same ones that did Fast and Furious. I mean, the same ones.
Exactly, by name, Eric Holder, Attorney General of the United States, now responsible for enforcing laws of the land, was directly involved in the Oklahoma City bombing cover-up, and he later runs Fast and Furious, which kills 2,000 people.
But, I mean, Chris, can you feel the energy level building? I mean, they're getting ready.
I can, and, it's especially from the first responders and people coming to us after this movie was released, they realize that there's something horribly wrong here. It took 17 years to get this movie out and the truth to kindly turn the corner. But they're asking questions now. They're saying, what should we do? I mean, on the
list. Because you got the cops talking about the bombs in the buildings and the cops getting threatened to shut up and the grand jurors and the lady in HUD seeing them plant the bombs. I mean, this is unbelievable.
I really want to let your listeners know we don't advocate illegal. And, everything has to be above board and legal. But there are a lot of things that you can do. Number one, get your rights back on a local level, and that's going to have a lot more strength than a lot of people think. And then you go to the county and the state. Once you get your state's rights, then you pretty much have a good blockade against the federal government.
I agree. Is that something they can't counter? They can deal with this on the national political scene. They're used to that. But on a local scene everywhere, that's something they can't really.
Once we know the country's been hijacked by enemies and this isn't the government, it's over. Just listen to nothing they say. They're criminals. Go look at the evidence. And then just stop listening. It's Tokyo Rose. It's the enemy telling us that George Washington is bad. I have the feds in their manuals and on video denigrating the founding fathers. They are the enemy, period.
Exactly. The mainstream media has jumped on board with the globalists. They have, so they work for them. So
I mean, this sounds like North Koreans would come up with this. They're the enemy. They call us extremists. They're extreme criminals, and we're coming for you. I mean, it's over. It's over. Forget the maneuvers, go straight at him. What do you say to that?
I say we do it. We have nothing to lose but our freedom, and I'm not losing my freedom.
That's right. That's right. Commit. Commit. Commit, and it's over. We have the moral authority. We have God on our side. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to
to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're in our final segment. Going to jam in some phone calls right now, and then I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. We kick off the transmission. You can always listen to InfoWars.com or get the free podcast right there. I want to go to some phone calls here in just a moment. But I have an image here. If you're watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv, that a listener mailed us. We get a lot of stuff in the mail. Where it shows the emperor's new clothes. And it shows the emperor, he's naked. And a child starts laughing, so everybody else starts laughing. And that's how it is with our so-called government and these criminals that have hijacked it. We just need to recognize the emperor is butt naked, and then they'll stop parading around in front of us. Gentlemen, any comments on that?
I think so. I mean, it's all based on consumer confidence as long as we stand up to them. The fact that the mainstream media does not give our movement any validation is no reason to not put forth all of our efforts. The fact that they are ignoring
it. When the crooks we know screwing everything up are saying we're the bad people, no, that's the certification we're right.
Exactly. We have to stand up and call a spade. Even if the mainstream media is not going to do it, we as the alternative media have to do it. Let them work themselves into obsolescence by not following...
Which they've done a pretty good job of. Now they're like, okay, censor and arrest people. I mean, they're now going to the desperation phase.
Wow.
Listen, I got photos right here, and I went and checked it myself and watched the White House feed of it at the White House. He had a few thousand people Obama did at his kickoff. Romney has nobody. This is all just made up. It's
comical almost when you see Romney go out there and there's like 20 geriatric people taking a nap at one of his rallies. There's no enthusiasm. They're not even trying. I mean, the Republicans are not even trying with Romney. It's become comical, I think.
And now they admit that the first states Paul won, but they had to steal to make it look like he wasn't winning. I mean, and that's a minor footnote. Oh, yeah, we stole it. Move along. Both paid for by Goldman Sachs, Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Let's go to some phone calls here. Eric in Kansas and Mike, Steve, and Edward. Eric, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. How are you today, sir?
Good. You're on the air with the producers of A Noble Lie, exposing the inside job of Oklahoma City. Go ahead.
Well, you guys, way to go on that movie. I saw it. Way to go. I just got a comment and a question. My comment first is that I think, well, I'm an African-American. I grew up in Kansas, small town. Thing. It's very easy to look at everything from the outside when you grow up in that type of environment. But at the same time, I lost family. You know, I've lost my brother. He's in the Navy. Lost my sister when I was young. My mom's gone also, so I can relate to the pain of losing people. But the thing is I can also relate that type of pain to our entire country because I care about people just like you guys do. That's why we care and why we do what we do anyway. So, the short of that is that I think that a good way that we can help is to try to get people to understand that we are under chemical attack. The reason why people can't wake up and understand what's going on is because they don't know that fluoride is keeping...
No, it's on record, and not just fluoride. There's been a fourfold increase in kids on Ritalin in the last decade, a new article out. Great points. Appreciate your calls. Comments on that.
I think that's something we definitely cannot neglect, is that we are under chemical assault. It's not just propaganda. It's not just that we've grown soft. We are under direct chemical assault.
Well, when the globalists came to take over America, they did it at every level.
Exactly. And you can see that with the responses of people in other countries, how they respond to corruption is much different from people in this country who just basically do nothing.
The American Pediatric Society came out 2 weeks ago and said, it's normal to have convulsions. The shots are going to give you convulsions now. And so it's like it's time for brain damage. It's normal. You won't talk again. It's getting worse. I mean, it's getting really weird.
Yeah, and it's like when we make fun of the Romans for drinking water out of lead pipes. Well, I mean, we're doing much worse things than that.
It is crazy. I mean, we are living in la-la land.
Whatever happened, you know, 1960s, 1970s, we never had to deal with this stuff. We were kids. We grew up. Everything was pretty much...
No, now you get a shot, have a convulsion, never talk again. That's freedom.
I've never heard of that. It was
time to have a convulsion. Come on. Let's take another call. Mike in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, first time caller. Can you hear me all right?
Loud and clear, brother.
All right. Hey, I was with a friend the other day, and he wanted to know about Bohemian Grove, and I didn't have time to show him the full documentary, so I popped on that History Channel thing. I can't imagine how angry you were at the end of that when they were like, oh, there's nothing weird or nefarious.
Well, you know why? They got arrested, and, of course, I escaped. I mean, they're chasing him and telling him to stop. I didn't stop. I just jumped in the river. And then they had all this footage of them trying to get me and everything because they had boats out there. Dynamic stuff, believe it. I never even saw it. I, like, swam into the woods, got away. Walked 2 miles down to where I told my guy, Artie, get out of here in case something happens. I met him at another point and got out of there. Turned out our cover had been blown. Locally, they had spies. But at the theater we were getting interviewed at, I mean, I knew when we left, the guy goes, don't worry, even though I worked there, I won't call him. And I was like, yeah. And I told him they're going to be waiting on us. But, yeah, that History Channel thing was pretty wild.
I know, that was crazy. I had another comment. A guy called in about a week ago with an idea for that shirt, the Obama Bush 2013 cellmate. You got to make that. That is, I would buy that in a heartbeat. That's hilarious.
Or Romney Obama cellmates. I mean, Romney's done plenty of stuff with the big banks he's worked with. So there you go. Appreciate those points. Anything else?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the social network so that when they throw us all in the re-education camps, we'll all know each other's names. We'll be friends already.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm not going to any re-education camp where some potbelly TSA who's been dreaming about raping kids rapes my kids. Have you seen all the pedophile charges they're getting? I mean, what a group of just scum.
They're not even passing background checks. I guess they stopped doing them.
No. They now want to hire criminals. They want to hire pedophiles.
I have no doubt.
I mean, who else wants to grab children all day? And the joke is, anytime you got a good-looking wife, it's over. I mean, it's they're keeping us safe, though. And now they're on the highways randomly keeping us safe. What are you doing when the TSA pulls you over and says, I'm going in your pants. It's my... What did one of them tell me? They said, it's my administrative right.
Oh, I guess they learned that in class, because I never heard of an administrative right before.
Well, they're God, and they told Congress go to, you know, Hades. So, hey... Go ahead, sir.
Take their name, their badge number, and tell them you're going to sue them in a civil court. And sue.
Exactly, but it's not even a badge number. They're not even sworn deputy. It's over, folks. If you don't stand up, it's over. Steve in Texas, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Watchdog Jones. Holland and Chris, thank you guys so much for your great work. You guys are just incredible. I cannot thank you enough for the great work with the Noble Lie.
It's a hard stomach punch right to the New World Order.
Thank you, sir.
Amen, brother. Long time no talk to you, Alex. You truly are the bellows of freedom, fanning the brush fires of liberty, my friend. Great job.
Well, thank you. I just don't want these scum to put me in a re-education camp. I mean,
You and me both, my friend. You and I met way back when you and Jesse were filming on Lake Austin to get some B-roll footage at one of my properties I ran. So you and I have seen.
Oh yeah, me and Governor Ventura. Yeah.
Yeah.
I left my favorite black shirt there, and never came back to get it. You know that management property? I left it in the bathroom.
Well, I'm sure one of our...
I bet it's still 2 years later in the lost and found. I'm too lazy to go over there. Must not have been too much of my favorite shirt. But
it might still be in the bathroom, for all we know.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be brief, guys. I just wanted to call with some good news. I just came back. My family and I just came back from the rally at the Texas Capitol today. And it was absolutely incredible. There must have been at least 5,000 or 6,000 people there. And Holland and Chris, you guys brought up a very good point earlier. When you talked about how the best way to take things back is to start on the local level and to work our way up and start with the kind
there
of
there are Ron Paul InfoWars type candidates running everywhere.
Let me tell you, Alex. If number one, the turnout was phenomenal, and obviously it was Ron and Rand Paul were both there today. But everywhere you looked, there was signs for Laura Presley, the gal that you had on your show that's running for city council here. There were signs for Richard Mack everywhere. Of course,
no. It's happening. We're out of time, gentlemen. Comments on that.
It is happening. In Oklahoma, Charles Key is running for county clerk, and we have a Ron Paul guy, Daryl Searles, running for county sheriff in Oklahoma County. So this is happening, and I think that if we can get those two very honest men into office to clean up town, if we can do it in Oklahoma County, we can do it all over. And those are some of the most crucial offices are the office of sheriff and county clerk, because you basically control all the purse strings.
Well said. Let's jam in one more. Edward in Michigan. Only got about a minute.
Yeah, Alex, sorry to call back on the same topic, but I got cut off last week. You know, we were talking about the Illuminati formula to create a total mind or totally undetected mind control.
Sure.
That is on, you can see that whole book at the Whale website, and I had a couple other points. When you do the net community, are you going to have kind of local areas where...
Yes, that's my plan. You create a group, and everybody can organize. Awesome. I appreciate your point on that. Hey, Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, available. Discounted at InfoWars.com. When you get it at InfoWars.com, you support our broadcast, our transmission, but you also get an evil citizen rulebook free at InfoWars.com. Bumper stickers. Gentlemen, everybody's got to see this so that when the globalists stage the next terror attack, or it might stop them from doing it, and pose as saviors, our people, just like the... Kurt Haskell, the underwear bombing, he was there watching, got it out that the feds got him on board. Later, that actually came out to be true. Mm-hmm. Our people are everywhere when the foreign banks have their terrorists stage terror attacks to pose as saviors. What do you say to that?
Exposing the false flag tool robs it of its power, and that was the ultimate goal of the movie, more so than to expose Oklahoma City, was to rob this tool of its power and show it to the...
Yes, Chris and Holland, great job. See you all back tomorrow. Great job, crew. God bless you all. Fight the terrorist.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.